From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. The FAA is running short of air traffic controllers here in the U.S., a problem the agency's known about for more than a decade. In fact, late last year, the agency conducted a few emergency hires of ex-military controllers to help fill in some of the gaps. Enter an FAA partnership program with 36 community colleges called the College Training Institute, or CTI. The relationship between these two organizations, according to the FAA, is a relationship they value in the training and hiring of new air traffic controllers. Using ATC classroom and simulator training, the schools award graduates a degree and all the academic experience to help make them solid air traffic controllers. The FAA puts so much faith in the CTI training, as well as the money the colleges have spent on the program, that until recently they were willing to shave 5 weeks off a new controller's total training time at the FAA Academy in Oklahoma City, just for CTI grads. That exemption's worth about, $11,000 per student by some estimates. As late as last summer, FAA people were telling applicants at AirVenture that a CTI school was the way to go to become a controller. Then, last winter, all 36 schools received an FAA email saying the agency had decided to change the way it hired new controllers. The agency said they were after better qualified candidates, a more diverse crowd, and of course, the FAA wanted to save money. Right now, the FAA fails about half of the candidates in every controller training class, by the way. Because the 36 CTI colleges had spent considerable sums of money staffing and equipping training labs to teach ATC, the email was quite a shock. Talking to the Association of College Training Institutes, ACTI, a group that sprung up after the FAA pulled out the rug last winter, I learned that a sizable number of CTI graduates were hired by the FAA and performed well through training, better than those with zero experience. So, facing a shortage of controllers, the FAA decides to revamp hiring by now demanding every applicant fill out a biographical application first, before any potential employee testing takes place. Surprisingly, there was already a waiting list of 3,000 people who had already successfully passed the FAA entrance exam, something that cost each of them $800. That list of qualified people? Well, that was just put in the trash can. And now everyone was told to start all over again. The CTI also wouldn't be used when considering a candidate. The FAA opened a new bid for controllers anyway late last year, and 30,000 people applied, but only 2,800 passed the biographical screening portion, the portion where they asked important questions like, how do you feel about changing the organization you work for, and asked next to nothing about the applicant's qualifications. These days, everyone can read between the lines when the word diversity is mentioned. It means the organization needs a better mix of Hispanics, women, and Black Americans. As long as they can do the job, works for me. Strangely, though, after turning the new controller hiring program upside down, the FAA didn't hire, well, for instance, a Black woman with a master's degree who scored 100% on the entrance exam. They also passed on 3 well-qualified Black men. And the number of well-qualified Native Alaskan CTI grads they hired? Sorry, zero. So who did the agency hire primarily in this new diverse cost-saving hiring scheme? Actually, a bunch of white guys. Some with absolutely no aviation experience of any kind. Certainly not of the caliber of a CTI grad. Those they hired, of course, will not be able to bypass that first 5 weeks of training either. So multiply that $11,000 savings by the number of CTI grads the feds won't hire. The Association of CTI folks have called upon a number of congressional members for help, but writing letters to Mr. Huerta at FAA or Anthony Fox at DOT seem to have fallen on deaf ears. With the entire sleep apnea mandate from FAA still on my mind, I'd like to again thank the FAA for beginning to effectively tear down a great program, one that encouraged people to become air traffic controllers while also gaining a college degree that might make those students great potential FAA managers down the road. In case you missed it, this is a classic definition of shooting yourself in the foot. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago.